Well, just adding to what Maureen and Patty was talking about as far as what kind of a little boy Joseph was, as far as whether he was mischievous or not. I don't think he was mischievous, but he certainly was curious, and he did like, as Patty mentioned, he liked to take things apart. And I remember he always tried to figure out how things worked. You could always see those wheels spinning. He was on the serious side. He had a nice sense of humor, but he had that serious side, that inquisitiveness about him, that he would really think about
You
things.
could see when he was deep in thought.
Definitely, it was very obvious, and he'd get very quiet, and he'd sit in a spot, and he would have that object or that clock in particular, because we remember that, and he would try to just figure out how that clock worked. And he did like to help out and try to fix things around the house, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. But he liked to put his own spin on things. So it wasn't any surprise to me that when he went on to the ladder company with the fire department, he had shared with us, he had shared with Steve and I one night that they had their favorite part was to go in, and if there was a job to be done where they had to rip that ceiling out, tear those walls down, they had all the tools of the trade. And he would have a field day doing it, and he would just go at it with a lot of excitement, and then he would know that, something new would come from it. And he would do this in his own household when he was renovating his own living room. I mean, I did get to see what he was capable of doing as far as tearing things down, but then making something new out of it.
Patty.
When I was telling you about what running, he always got awards for running and ribbons. And when it was time for him to dump the garbage, he used to ask all of one of us sisters to time him. And one time we were tired of doing it, and we lied, and he knew it too. And that was he was always running around down the stairs, around the corner, and into the back, and back up again. So we
And
had to time him.
it was a good trek because it was steps too. It wasn't flat.
So, did you give him a bad time?
No, we just told him he did it in 5 seconds or 15 seconds.
Lied.
Superman. What was a favorite story or superstition you believed in? Okay, we got Santa Claus. Any other ones that come to mind? You know, what thunder was, where babies came from, things like that.
No, no.
No, he never was afraid of thunder or lightning.
No, no.
We used to tell him that thunder was the angels were bowling, and lightning, well, there was a little short circuit.
What chores did he do?
Well, he dumped the gar took the garbage down to the back of the building. He set the table periodically,
And cleaned it off,
and
yeah.
cleaned it off. Each day we had each time each week we all had all four of us had a turn to doing that. But his main one was going
Mostly the
down the
garbage.
mostly the garbage.
Kept him in shape.
That's right, exactly.
Pets. Did he have any as a child?
Two turtles and two goldfish. The goldfish were Winky and Dinky. And the first turtle was Frosty, and Smiley was the second.
Excuse me, Frosty?
Frosty, yeah, Frosty. And the second one was Smiley.
And Smiley lived a good long life.
I think he was like 21 years
Smiley
old.
was still in existence when I was married.
Yeah, and when I was overseas in Germany too, he still lived until Daddy wrote me a letter saying Smiley decided to go up to Turtle Land. But Joseph and my sister Nora, Maureen and I We didn't touch him or anything. We went out the door or went into somewhere else when it was time to pick him up and clean it and all. And then Joseph was more dedicated. Nora did too, but mostly when we found out the second turtle was sick. He used to put him in the bathtub and give him his exercise and this and that. And no, he was very dedicated to his two turtles.
Did he consider them his turtles?
Yeah, really, because it wasn't us. I didn't like reptiles, and I don't think me. Nora was more, she more ticks like Joseph, Nora. Maureen and I were the opposite. We didn't like that.
I hear there was an incident with a fire escape and one of the turtles?
Yes, that was...
Smiley.
It was Smiley, yeah, because Frosty really...
He didn't live that long.
He didn't live that long. He got out of the bowl. None of the two turtles we had were not normal ones. They always didn't stay in the normal bowls that you get from the little one with the palm tree. No, ours wound up going into fish tanks.
Fish tanks.
Frosty had crazy lives, too. He got out of the bowl, and I don't know what happened. He got some dirt in his lungs, and he died. But Smiley was the one that lived the longest. He got picked up by mistake and put in the garbage, or he fell off the, got out of the thing onto the fire escape, and his shell was sunken like it was a movable ashtray.
He fell off the fire escape?
Yeah, two flights.
Two flights down.
And he survived?
Yes.
Survived.
Super
then
turtle.
Then he was lost for about 5 days.
5 days, and Maureen was getting up to go to school.
And I found him.
And it was moving. Her pajama top was moving. And that's where
he was.
The little turtle was. I shouldn't say little, big.
How big?
He was about this big.
About the 10 inches.
Yeah, I know. He was big.
He was big.
And what had happened after that fall, that plunge down to the first floor, his shell got a little,
dipped.
Little like a deformed.
It was like a moving ashtray.
God, he was funny looking.
Now into his teens, who were his best friends? You remember any of his friends?
Well, Ray Ray Creenan. Mm-hmm. And had fellas that he went to school with down at Powell Memorial. No, we never really saw.
What about the Flynns? Eddie Flynn. And Stephen Flynn. Mm-hmm. That was another big family we hung out with. And they were the only two boys in that family, mm-hmm. Eddie and Stephen.
Do you know what they did together?
No, they went to, when our fathers were in the men's club, they took them to up in West Point, or they went to ballparks and just those things.
Mm-hmm. You said he was involved in sports, he was in track?
Mostly track, yes. Yeah.
Did he get any medals or anything, or ribbons?
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of track medals, mm-hmm. medals and trophies.
Little trophies.
Yeah. He was very fast.
Do you know what he ran? Like, was it short races, long races?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember.
Relay races?
Sprints, I think he did.
Yeah, they did relay, yeah. But I can't remember how long they were.
How tall was he in high school, roughly?
He was small.
He was short in high school. Because he was in our, later on I'm going to show you that picture. We were married in 1970, and he wasn't big enough to be a groomsman or an usher. Mm-hmm. He was the altar server at our wedding because he was, very slight, very slight. It wasn't until his senior year that he really...
Shot up.
Late bloomer.
Yes, he was. He was. Yeah, he was very, very small.
Did he have a nickname?
No, not really. Not that I remember.
No. We used to be, as kids, and I think he used to be called it too, my maiden name, Levy, Joe Levy. Mm. Don't leave without Levy's real Jewish rye. And we used to get very insulted about that and come up and say, Ma, why is our name that way? And my father used to say, well, just tell them that you own the bakery and you're pretty rich.
That's right.
And of course we didn't own the bakery because it was the wrong Levy.
Did he build anything or hobbies? Did he build anything or collect things?
Oh, yes. He was into models.
Right.
The little car models.
Ships.
He loved his trains. He was really into trains, Lionel trains, he didn't build those, but he did build the sets around them for his trains.
Model?
Models he did, he had a lot of models. Different ships, airplanes.
Those he built?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those mm-hmm. little models that they did.
Did he play any musical instruments or sing?
No. Mommy wanted him to try to do Irish step dancing.
That was her threat.
if he was
misbehaving, okay, you're going into Irish step dancing, and that was like a fate worse than death. Mm-hmm. And that was like, okay, we squared ourselves away fast.
That was before a river dance.
Yeah, right, exactly, right. It was not macho.